Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Produce Step Up. In keeping with the guiding mission of this podcast, which is to inspire you for peak performance in life and work, I'd like to share a very important truth with you, and that truth is this. In simple words, it is people matter. Now, in life, nearly everyone desires to attain peak performance. It's not just because we are talking about peak performance here on Produce Step Up. Only very few people are okay with average performance and achievement in life. For average performance, you can afford to pretend that people don't matter and therefore treat them as though they don't matter. However, when you want to attain peak performance, when you want to get optimum results, when you crave for the best of the results you can get, when you want to achieve a very big goal and fulfill gigantic vision, then you must bear in mind that people matter in your dealings. Life was not created by you. It wasn't designed by the US president, neither was it designed by our own president. Life was designed by God himself, and in his designs, look at what he did. He created life and wired it such that you need to depend on me and I need to depend on him. He designed life in a fashion that we can't help but need each other in life. He designed life in a manner that we can't help but crave for the help, crave for the assistance, crave for the services, crave for the support and cooperation of the other human being for us to get the result we want. That is why I tell you again today, people matter in life. People matter in whatever result you want to get. People matter in whatever thing you want to achieve. People indeed matter in whatever thing you crave for. And therefore, you should bear in mind, you should bring it to your consciousness, that's if you really know this before now, that for the result you want to get, for the big company you want to get, for the success you want to attain, for the marital bliss you want to get, and for the business success you want to get, people indeed matter. You see, why I'm bringing this to our attention at this point is this. A lot of people live life as though they do not understand that people matter. They go about their pursuit as if they do not realize that indeed people are very important, and you cannot push them by the side. You cannot claim they are not important. You cannot ignore them and still get sterling performance. You cannot ignore them and still get the best you can get or you are supposed to get. As a matter of fact, I want to bring this truth to your notice. No doubt you may be powerful, intelligent, skilled, and anointed. But that doesn't in any way take away the place of people in your life and your quest for optimum productivity and maximum performance in your life and work. People can enhance or inhibit the manifestation of this your anointing, this your intelligence, your skill, or whatever thing you think you have. As a matter of fact, when they also work with you, they can enhance your being able to become a super achiever. That is to say, they help you marry all of these things you have, your anointing, your skill, your intelligence, and all that, to ensure you become a very powerful achiever. Therefore, when we go about living life, when we set goals, when we go to work, when we even live our lives normally as human beings, members of human society, we should always bear in mind that people matter in whatever thing we want to get, in whatever thing we want to achieve, and for whatever thing we are craving for. Now, having said that, there are about three areas of our lives I want to just bring clearer towards the fact that people matter. So, of course, people matter in every area of our lives, but I want to just highlight about three of those areas. People suffice in your limitations. People help you do what you cannot do for yourself in achieving your goals and reaching your destination. No matter how powerful you are, skilled, in your position of authority, there's a limit to what you can do for yourself. People help you do that. That is why they matter. They help you do the little works while you concentrate on the big ones. They do the work you need to do, but you cannot do because you are not knowledgeable or skilled in that area. You may be extremely intelligent, super efficient doctor or manager. You cannot be a super efficient manager and at the same time become a super efficient cleaner. You cannot be a super efficient CEO and become super efficient managing director. I mean, there has to be someone who is in the marketing department of your business or condition to be able to work with you. And no matter how skilled you are in running your church, you cannot be the drummer and at the same time be the pianist. People matter in life and they play a crucial role in every area of our lives. We become fools when we think they don't matter and treat them as such. Sorry if that word sounded very harsh, but I needed to use that word to drive down home how we make ourselves look each time we treat other human beings as though they do not matter. Now, people matter because they suffice in your limitations. So please, whatever thing you have to do, recognize the fact that you have limitations. There are limits to what you can do. It's not everything you can do. You are limited in one way or the other. Therefore, get the people that matter, get people, appropriate and relevant people for whatever thing you want to do, and ensure they get positioned to take their roles in ensuring that you achieve your vision, in ensuring you reach your goals, and in ensuring you achieve the result that is right before you. Now, another important thing I also think you should bear in mind about people is this: people take you to the king. It's a matter of fact that the place of a skilled man is the king's throne. So please understand that your skill, your intelligence or anointing doesn't mean you are going to remain in obscurity. As a matter of fact, life is designed that once you are skilled, that the fact that you are skilled means that you are not supposed to stand before men, mere men. You are not supposed to work for those who can't pay. However, please understand that you may not be able to take yourself to the king. People take you to the king eventually. Does that make sense to you? As a skilled person, you have no place for the commoner. Your clients are highly placed individuals and organizations. Daniel was a man who could solve a problem of the king. However, the king doesn't know Daniel. The queen mother had to come up to the king and say, "Oh king, why are you confused? Why are you worried? Why do you look this way? There's a man in your kingdom. He is filled with the spirit of God and he can interpret dreams." What happened was that in the life of Daniel and Joseph, as you can also see in the lives of many other people in our contemporary society, of course, the story I'm telling is from the Bible. What happened in their situation is that these guys have solutions to offer. They can get work done, except that nobody knows them. Therefore, they remain in obscurity. Someone has to come to announce you to the king at such point. That is why you should understand that indeed and in this life, people matter. Now, for every vision you want to achieve, no matter how great or powerful it is, without people, it is sure to become a dream that only exists in your paper or your computer. No matter how big the vision is and the detailed plan you have made to achieve them, without people that will take on a different aspect of the vision and implement your plan, it cannot see the light of the day. Therefore, seek the cooperation of the people that matter in your achieving any vision, any mission, any goal you want per time in life. I've outlined that people matter because they talk us to the king. They matter because they help us achieve our visions. They matter because they suffice in our limitations. Now, knowing that people matter, there are two things I think you should bear in mind. Do not be a lone ranger. For anything you want to do, don't think you are sufficient on your own. As much as possible, get the people you need to achieve your vision in your life. Do all you can to get the right people. The wrong people can ruin your life. They can ruin your vision and your business. If you have to pay the good ones, pay them and pay them well. Give them the opportunity to express themselves to the fullest. In your personal life, business and career, do your best to surround yourself with powerful people. They will power your life for the best. Please, if you can, go and get the podcast entitled Associating with Powerful People. Of course, you can find it on produce.com/podcast. And you begin to understand that indeed you need powerful people around you in life. Again, realizing that people matter in life, you should be able to treat everybody with utmost regard. Please, wisdom demands that you treat everybody with regard and respect. Nobody is insignificant. Nobody is useless. Nobody is a nobody. These people, because we are all human creation and God expects us to do that. However, if that doesn't make sense to you, please, I want you to do this. Let the fact that people matter and you don't know who will matter in your life tomorrow be a motivation to make you treat people the way you should and treat them with utmost regard. Before I leave, I'd like to tell you this again. Despite the fact that people matter, please understand that people are invaluable but not indispensable. Any one of the people that choose to become a distraction in your life, you can let the person go. Don't consent to ungodly demands because you think people matter and they matter so much. Please understand this. People matter. People are not God. People matter, but people do not take the place of God in your life. The point I've made today is this. For every single thing we want to do in life, every vision we want to attain, understand that people matter and you should treat them as though they are. please get the right people around you and ensure you keep those who are distraction far from you. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Produce Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.